The first joint mitzvah that the Jewish people have, that they're going to have to do, is a mitzvah that they do in Mitzrayim. It's the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach is a fascinating, fascinating experience for the Jewish people. First off, they need to take an animal, a sheep, a goat, they have to take it and parade it through Egypt so that the Egyptians see it. Why are they doing that? Why did it stick it in the face of the Egyptians? Perhaps the answer is it's not for the Egyptians' sake to see that their God is dying, but it's for the Jewish people themselves to see. Look, the Egyptian God, the God that we watched them worship for all these years, it's nothing, it's worthless, it's gone. We have defeated it. Why? Because God, our God, is the true God, and he has the all-power and the almighty ability to be able to beat the other gods. So they take this goat, and what do they do with it? They then have to be makriv it. They have to shecht it. Such a fascinating idea, the way it works with the Korban Pesach. So there are some korbanos that if I want to bring by myself, I could bring by myself. If I want to bring with a group, I could bring by with a group. But the Korban Pesach specifically must be done bechabura. It has to be done with a group of people. Question is why? Why does it have to be done that way? Why can't I? I'm a hungry guy. I haven't eaten in a long time. I get myself a goat, a sheep, and I'm like, I am going to eat so well tonight, right? Why? So I believe there's a couple different possible answers. On the one hand, there's a simple halachic principle at play here that we don't want to passel this korban. And there is the distinct possibility if I'm one person and my korban is mine all by myself, and then I become tameh, all of a sudden the animal is worthless, got to throw it out. So you don't want to do that. But if you have a lot of people, you're hedging your bets. You're ensuring that someone will be able to eat from it. That's one possibility. But I think there's a much deeper possibility. And I think it's the principle that guides the Korban Pesach, which I think is essential for the Jewish people as they're leaving slavery. The slave mentality is that I just have to get through the day. And not only do I just have to get through the day, but I have to make sure that I survive. And sometimes survival in a situation like slavery is murky. What I have to do to make sure that I survive is I have to bend the rules. I might have to do something on the back of my friends, but I do it why? It's all in the name of survival. And when I make it out, I say to myself, look, yes, I understand. I bent a little bit here. I bent a little bit there. But it was pikuach nefesh. I would have died otherwise. That's the nature of slavery. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, no, no. You're walking out of slavery. You're becoming a nation. When you become a nation, so much a part of it is the reality that each person matters and each person counts. How do you ensure that? You ensure that through the notion of chabura. We get a group together. We say all of us together collectively are part of this group. And that is perhaps the message that Hashem wants us to take out of Mitzrayim with us. The slave mentality, the mentality that I got to do whatever it takes to survive is nice, perhaps when I'm a slave. But when I become a people, when I become a nation, the very first action I need to do is I need to understand that we all are in it together. That is so vital to the success of the Jewish people.